welcome to the Pennsylvania Chamber's All Business Podcast, featuring the perspectives and unique insights of the Commonwealth's most dynamic executives, entrepreneurs, and leaders.
My name is Rick Moran, Director of Marketing for the PA Chamber. My guest today is Secretary Al Schmidt from the Pennsylvania Department of State. We had a great conversation today with Al. We talk about how the Department of State's work has improved the business registration process here in Pennsylvania. And then we also dive into Pennsylvania's annual reporting requirements. Some really good information there for businesses, what you need to do, what you don't need to do, some important deadlines coming up, and where you can find some great information. And then we talk about the other things that the Department of State is working on coming up here in the future for PA businesses. So with no further ado, here's my conversation today with Secretary Al Schmidt.
Secretary Schmidt, thank you so much for joining me today on the All Business Podcast.
Nothing to thank, Rick. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and with your members at the PA Chamber.
Yeah, thanks. We'll dive right in. There's been a lot of discussion at the state and federal levels about business reporting requirements. Can you start by explaining the differences between the Federal Corporate Transparency Act and the requirements at the state level?
Yes, and there has been a little bit of confusion on it because they do require similar things. But what I'm really going to focus on is what the state requires. And then I can get into what the federal government was going to require but is no longer requiring, if you like. But for Pennsylvania, and because people, I think, conflate the two things, and as a result, there is some confusion. Mm-hmm. But in terms of what's required in Pennsylvania, it's very straightforward. It's an annual report that's required in Pennsylvania that brings really our state in line with many others when it comes to transparency and corporate transparency. And if you're confused by this, like I said, you're not alone. But the act was passed in 2022. It was very bipartisan. It may or may not have been unanimous, but if it wasn't, it was pretty close by a Republican House and a Republican Senate and signed by a Democratic governor. And essentially what it requires of your members is that they file an annual report every year. The information that's requested that they will need to file is the business name, the jurisdiction of where the business is formed, the registered office address, the name of at least one governor of the business, which could be the director or general partner or LLC manager or something like that, the names and titles of all officers, if it's a company that has them, the address of the principal office, and the entity number issued by the Pennsylvania Department of State. So it's not a lot of information. It's not information that anyone would have to work hard to find, but it is information that's important. And the real reason for this, the reason why this is so important, it's not really just a matter of us being more in line with other states. It's so that people and businesses know who they're going to be working with, know who they're going to be doing business with. And with the current requirement, which is every 10 years, as you can imagine, there are a lot of entities that are no longer functioning or that are defunct.
Right.
That still show up on our records, but don't really exist anymore. And we want to make sure that people have that transparency. And we also want to make sure that businesses are protected and that they are filing with us and that the name of their entity is protected and all the rest. It's not a heavy obligation. While it goes from every 10 years for $70, it's going to every year for $7. So it's not even an increased expense, but we'll greatly benefit the accuracy of these records. And that's not just about a database being accurate. It's about people and businesses knowing who they're doing business with.
Yeah, that's great. We're obviously, our organization is in support of anything that you know, streamlines process for businesses and makes it easier to do business in Pennsylvania and obviously to attract businesses to Pennsylvania. Could we just, again, big picture, can you talk a little bit about the Department of State's work with the improved business registration process in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so thanks to Nick Caputo and the Bureau of Corporations and Charitable Organizations, we've driven down the amount of time it takes to file for a regular business. This is separate from the annual registration, but driven that down from about 8 weeks to about 2 to 3 days.
Wow.
And when I told, I don't usually talk about conversation I've had with the governor, but when I was bragging to him about it, his response was, well, why isn't it same day? Like, we just got it from 8 weeks to 2 days, governor. And the response is, why isn't it same day? But there are good reasons for that. Our state, like others, don't require that everybody necessarily pays electronically or anything else like that. They send checks. There's reasons for why it can't be instantaneous in Pennsylvania unless there's legislative changes to that. But the number of complaints the department has received since the start of this administration and since the good work that BCCO has done, the number has been driven way down. Waiting for 2 days is a lot different from waiting for 8 weeks or some unknown amount of time. Businesses also still have the ability to pay to have those filings expedited if they choose. So it's either, you know, it could be the same hour or the same day if they pay a little bit more. But really driving that turnaround time to 2 days is an extraordinary accomplishment and something that I know I'm very proud of our team for having achieved. That wasn't by accident. That was a result of the leadership from the governor, who, as you may know, is tracking all this stuff all the time to make sure that we're responsive to Pennsylvanians, not just on our end, but also because these people are providing services to their community, regardless of what that business might be. It's due to the leadership of BCCO and Nick Caputo, and as a result of some very, very hard work to get our head above water by the staff at BCCO to make sure that we're responsive to the business community and to the public in Pennsylvania.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that reduction down to just a couple of days is a huge achievement. Could you talk about maybe some of the key steps that make that possible? Because I almost can't wrap my head around like how you go from, what you say, 8 weeks down to 2 to 4 days. Was it technology? Did that play a role, or were there other factors?
I think it's a couple of things, and I'll talk about it a little bit, and then go back to the annual reporting requirement. Mm-hmm. So in terms of, I think, the progress that we've seen over the past 2 years, it's been multi-causal. One is filling vacant positions that weren't filled. At the end of the day, you still need someone to review things. You still need somebody to move things along. Another aspect is obviously the leadership that I spoke of, both mm-hmm. in terms of the governor and BCCO. And also just changing the way that work is being done. Essentially, it's performance management, ultimately. And the team here at Department of State has done a great job in improving how things are being done to make them more efficient, to better serve our clients, who are businesses in Pennsylvania, and obviously the public as well.
Yeah, really. Really, really impressive. And for businesses that are considering Pennsylvania as a place to start in regard to all everything we've talked about, how do we feel like this gives us an edge in this state compared to other states?
Well, the governor is, as you may have heard once or twice in every budget address or all the rest, a very competitive person. So the idea that any state, especially any state surrounding us, could possibly have an environment that's more conducive to opening up a business is something of acute interest. I know secondhand what those obstacles are. I grew up in Pittsburgh. My parents had a small business. They created a small business. At first, it was my dad who left his job at Westinghouse and my mom. And then they brought on someone else and they brought on somebody else. And then next thing you know, they were up to 30 or 40 employees providing services and also obviously providing employment. So I know exactly what it's like to sit at that, not proverbial, but literal kitchen table where your parents who own a business are talking about the challenges that they face when dealing with government, when dealing with red tape and all the rest. And that's why I think this has been very important. We're growing relative to other states, and I think that's a very positive sign. And I think these improvements play an important part of it. And to make sure that we continue that and build on that is one reason why I think this this transparency that we're talking about, this mm-hmm. annual filing, annual reports are so important. We are reaching out to every business by email, if they provide an email, by postcard, if we have an address and an email, to make sure that everyone is aware of this new reporting requirement. We've had, I think, about 50,000 so far, which sounds like a lot, 60,000, but it's really still a fraction of the number of businesses operating in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Deadline for corporations to file is June 30th. The deadline for LLCs to file, and domestic and foreign, is September 30th. And the deadline for limited partnerships or limited liability partnerships, business trusts, or professional associations is December 31st. So we want to make sure that everyone files when they should. We're going to do our best to reach out to them. And that's why this conversation with you is so important, to make sure that your members are aware of these reporting requirements.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. And we'll make sure we put the links to your website in the description of the podcast so everyone will have access to this information and know exactly where to go.
That would be very helpful. To file online, and it must be filed online for the annual reports, unless there's some specific accessibility exception that's needed, the filing has to occur online, and it's at file.dos.pa.gov. And that'll have all the information you need in order to file your business and be in compliance with this requirement.
That's great. And are there any other resources available online that might be helpful to businesses?
Yes. You can also go to dos.pa.gov/annual reports. And that'll provide a whole step-by-step guide to filing and other resources and all the rest. And as our team pointed out the other day, if you go there and you look up your business, and you find your business, you'll be able to see whether, and log in, you'll be able to see whether you're required to file or not. But I'm sure, you know, people who have corporations or LLCs or all the rest are aware of the type of entity that they're responsible for. But again, these requirements are it's not a heavy lift. It's not going to require a lot of hard work to provide the information that's required. It's really just a matter of doing it. And we've set it up so it's very user-friendly and won't take much time away from your members.
That's great. We always like to hear when things are happening quickly. We like when things are made easy for our businesses here in Pennsylvania.
It's only fair.
Yeah, that's fair. And it's wonderful to hear. Some of our members have asked about the federal requirements for the Corporate Transparency Act. How does that differ to some of the state requirements, some of the things we've talked about today?
And it's really no wonder why some people are confused. They're somewhat similar. But I think at this point, as of last week, the end of last week, domestic U.S. companies are no longer need to file initial or updated information with the federal government for the beneficial ownership information. So if you own a domestic business or run a domestic business in the U.S., the federal requirements are sort of indefinitely on hold as all that gets sorted out. There was a lot of litigation around it and all the rest. But I think it's important that people be aware that if they see that that's been put on hold, that's entirely different from what's required in Pennsylvania. The requirements in Pennsylvania that are entirely separate from it, although similar to it in some respects, what's required in Pennsylvania is still the same of what was already going to be required as a result of Act 122 in 2022. So if your members hear about federal things like the Corporate Transparency Act being put on hold, that really has no impact on what's required here in Pennsylvania.
All right, that's great. Thank you so much. Any final thoughts on this topic?
I would say, you know, as a result of some of the confusion around this with the federal requirements, especially with them now being put on hold, and the state requirements that are not on hold, there have been, I don't know how to describe them, bad faith, like scammers trying to scare businesses into into paying them to do this for on their behalf or that they're required to or anything else. And as I mentioned earlier, it's really pretty simple. And any business and business owner or people running a business would have access to this information. So I wouldn't pay someone to do it unless it's a reputable law firm or service company that they're familiar with, and not let people take advantage of them because of these changes and some of the confusion around it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the world we live in. I think we've all been somewhat conditioned to be on the lookout for that. So that's really great insight. And again, I think if people go to your website and they check out the, you know, the different requirements and the step-by-step guide that you guys have, that I think that'll certainly help hopefully cut down on any of those issues. Just one final question today, like what's next on the horizon for the Department of State that, you know, maybe business owners can look forward to?
Well, one of those things, and Department of State does a lot of different things that affect businesses and that affect the health and safety of Pennsylvanians. A lot of the businesses that we're talking about employ barbers or employ nurses or employ any number of other professions that are licensed by the Pennsylvania Department of State. And those employees, those professions have to be licensed by us. There's 29 different professions at present, I believe, that have to be licensed. So we've driven down those licensing times across the board, most between 50 to 80% for the amount of time. If you want to work as a nurse, if you want to work as a barber, if you want to work as a crane operator, if you want to work in a whole number of different positions, a car dealer, you have to file and be licensed with the Pennsylvania Department of State. So that's sort of the other part of our shop that seems unrelated, but is very closely connected. Like if you own a business and it is employing people in one of these almost 30 different professions, it's important that the people that you want to hire can be licensed and licensed expeditiously without cutting any corners or any of the rest, so that you can bring them on so your business can employ them and they can provide services for your community and you can run a business.
That's great. That's what we love to hear. And we really appreciate the work that your department and your administration has done to make life easier for businesses here in Pennsylvania. I just want to thank you again on behalf of the PA Chamber for joining us today on the All Business Podcast. And as I mentioned previously, listeners can check our website, pachamber.org. We'll have all the links to the Department of State and where you can get all that great information on all the filing requirements and the step-by-step guide. So thank you again.
It's nothing to thank. I'm a big fan of the chamber and a big fan of your team, and you're all doing a great job and really appreciate your effort to make sure your members are aware of what's required.
Thank you for listening to the All Business Podcast from the Pennsylvania Chamber.
Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. With almost 10,000 member organizations, the Pennsylvania Chamber advocates for job creation and greater prosperity across the Commonwealth. Visit our website at pachamber.org to learn more about us, our members, and how to become part of the statewide voice of business. We'll see you next time.